I get to indulge my grandchildren.
Is it really that great? They say being a grandparent is like the best, the icing on the cake of being a parent.
Welcome to the Child Whisper podcast. I'm your host, Carol Tuttle, author of the best-selling parenting book, The Child Whisper. I'm with my co-host, Ann Tuttle Brown.
I'm a type 4 grandmother with a 7-year-old grandson who is a type 3. I really lost my temper the other day and yelled at him about how super indulged he was by his parents, stating that I wouldn't tolerate this behavior. We were at the end of a 3-day visit with lots of activities. We were both tired, but I feel terrible about it. How can I avoid this the next time?
Well, I'm a grandmother. I have 10 grandchildren, and I think it's appropriate that she does feel terrible about that. So that's an appropriate emotional response to that choice. So if it were me and I felt terrible about a choice I'd made and how I behaved towards one of my grandchildren, especially if they were 7 years or older, I would apologize. I'd make it a point to apologize to them.
Would you feel it? You need to bring it up with the parents in case the child would say, hey, grandma yelled at me and
said you were overindulging me. I think I would too, just because you don't know if that's going to get reported back to the parents. Now, here's my number one rule as a grandparent. My opportunity is to create a great grandparent-grandchild relationship. I'm not the parent. I'm done. I'm not.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm done. I get to indulge my grandchildren.
Is it really that great? They say being a grandparent is like the best, the icing on the cake of being a parent. So
I think, yeah.
You're enjoying that role.
That's great because they really look forward to the experience they have with us. And more than that is, it's not my business. The parent-child relationship is really not my business. And to meddle, if you're the grandparent that thinks you have to counter something a parent is doing that you disagree with or make up the difference. Now, in the case of a really highly dysfunctional parent, you're having to foster your own grandchildren. That's a whole other scenario where you've had to step in because we are dealing with a very high level of dysfunction in a parent that you're now parenting a grandchild. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I think they let their children get away with too much of this.
They don't eat healthy enough.
They're not disciplining them correctly. And I need to make sure I make up the difference now and give them this different experience. It's like, no, that's not my business. It's not my role, nor am I interested, because I want to have a really positive experience with my grandchildren.
So you're focused on just a relationship with your grandkids independent of your children and how they parent.
And I can't separate that entirely because we're all a family. Yet I have a unique relationship with each grandchild. It's different. I have different kinds of conversations with them because I know their energy types. I understand their natures. What we do together looks very different. Just my approach with them is in really catering kind of to who they are, knowing their energy type.
Have there been times as a grandparent that you have held your tongue or rolled your eyes at how your grandkids are being parented?
Sure.
And how do you move through that?
I just figure, hey, they're all learning. This is a long-term experience. You can't isolate. I have great children with great spouses that are all amazing parents. You're all very dedicated. So no, it's rare. It's not like it's anything that you go, this is affecting my grandchild's moral development, you know, or they're just going to be an uncivil human
being. You would have
taken
a different approach in a certain scenario, and you're like, okay, well, yeah, you have to just throw it back to the parent and be like, that's
yeah, they're doing the best they know how. And to judge a parent in front of, to judge a parent to their child, ooh, that's vulnerability, man. You want to really start to break down those relationships, you know. And I think that's what she feels terrible about is like she shamed the parents to
lost
their
her
child.
Temper.
Yeah.
And then shame the parents in front of the child, yes.
And that somehow she was superior and was going to make up the difference for this child. And so I think understanding your role and having a boundary around it, to say I'm not touching that. I'm going to stay within my role and the boundary I've set as a grandparent does not involve countering or making up the difference for any opinion I may have of how the parents are parenting this child. My opportunity is to create a healthy, strong bond with my own grandchildren and to be a person of influence for the good in their life.
So let's say you're on the flip side and you are the parent and the grandparent is constantly judging you about how you're parenting. How do you resolve that issue?
Or they're correcting your child in front of you, or they're stepping in and disciplining when you're trying to manage a situation on your terms and your way, and the grandparent gets involved.
So you're getting a lot of feedback from the grandparent.
Yeah, or they're just meddling in things. It's really, you're fed up with it. You just want your children to have a happy experience with their grandparent. Maybe they're using derogatory language towards your child. There's so many scenarios where grandparents just aren't being mindful and they're damaging those relationships rather than nurturing them. I think you need to talk to them about it. How would you talk to me if I was doing something?
Well, why don't you tell me how I'd talk to you? Then I'd do it. I need some moral support. I think I'd first have a conversation with my husband. And
see if you both agree.
Yeah, and get really clear before I take it to the person. I think this is a relationship that you want to foster in most cases. You know, you want to have a healthy, loving relationship with your parents. And so to be reactive or to call, you want long-term results from this conversation. And it could be a hard conversation to have because you're pointing out behavior that's not okay with you and you're asking for correction. And so I would get really clear on what's not working. And then what you would like to see. And then come at it with, why do you want that change? You want to have a positive relationship with your parent. You want your kids to have a positive relationship mm-hmm. with their grandparents. And so you're asking for some changes. You know, I really appreciate your support and your love for my kids, but I don't like da 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 da. So yeah, Child Whisper, on what you would say.
I like what you've said, though, that you mutually have an agreement as parents because it may involve your spouse's. An in-law. And so you're both coming to the clarity on that and be honest about it. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. It's okay to say that. The thing is, if you withhold it, you'll find you're either going to repress it and get angry, and that anger's going to be repressed emotion that you have to account for on a physical level that's not supportive to your own health, or you're going to just spout it out at some point and get upset, and that's not proactive. I would say what I want is da 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 da. What I don't want is. Those two setup phrases are very supportive when you want to make a change in a relationship. What I want is da 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 da. What I don't want is da 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 da.
And even start by writing that out, before you have that conversation. Get really clear on that for yourself.
Yeah, what I want is for you to have a really wonderful relationship with our children, where they really love spending time with you and they learn from you as you have so many great things to share and support them in. What I don't want is you stepping in and disciplining so-and-so when we're having it out. I want you to leave that between me and my child. So really, those two phrases give a lot of clarity. What I want, what I don't want.
And maybe even starting with what's one thing that you don't want and going from there rather than like a big long list and this bothers me and this bothers me. And remember last time when you did that and this, mm-hmm. maybe just narrowing it down. If it is reoccurring in lots of areas, what's really the one thing that you're asking for? And be really clear and direct on that. And that will open the space and probably shift the other things too.
What's happening if you're not being direct and clear and honest about this and working, using healthy communication skills to work things out? You're going to be griping about it and saying things about your children's grandparents that they're probably going to hear. And it starts to paint an image of their grandparents, of whether they see them favorably or unfavorably. The parenting practice for this week is, if you're a grandparent, get more clear on your role, set some boundaries, and play that role well. And don't meddle in what's not your business. If you're the parent and there's issues with a grandparent, take that next step, talk to your spouse, and then make a plan on how you're going to approach the grandparent to move this in a different positive direction. Thanks for listening. For more support, go to thechildwhisperer.com where you can purchase the book, subscribe to our weekly parenting practice email, and find a transcription and audio of the Child Whisper podcast.
If you're listening on iTunes, thank you for leaving a review. If you have a parenting question, please send it to parenting@liveyourtruth.com.